This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, I got my exercise in early today, and boy, I'm glad I did, because reviewing the news stories that Super Don has collated, called in to the show today, I'm just spitting mad. I want to beat somebody up, and I'm not a violent guy.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we got some HPV vaccine stories. We got WHO stories against people who are questioning vaccines. Jeffrey Jackson, our intrepid reporter from the field, will join us in a little bit on that. We got the whole Hillary Clinton health care saga, her own personal health care. People are accusing it as just, you know, if you question her health, that's just mudslinging. And then the Zika stuff. I mean, don't even get me started. Millennials, God love you. But if you're falling for this, there's no help. There's
okay,
no hope
okay,
for you.
Okay, all right. What? But you got to admit, though, we've got naked Donald Trump. So, I mean, that kind of offsets it, doesn't it?
You know, I wasn't going to show up for work today based on that alone. Kidding me? That was gross. You know, hey, there's some good stuff. Listen, I did the mountain biking with my son and one of his friends today. It was great. Good sweating. And I don't know if you saw this. Do you follow my mom on the social media stuff, right? She's on Facebook.
Yeah.
Super Don, are you connected?
Yeah.
She went out, and you know how she goes out dancing? She's 82. She goes out dancing all the time. And she posts that she got first place in some kind of Jack and Jill dance competition. I'm like, what is that? You go up the hill, fetch a pail of water, and fall down? Don't do that. But at 82, she's fine. And it turns out what she told me over the weekend what this was. You show up for the dance, and they pair you with someone you've never danced with before, and then you do a contest.
Oh.
Yeah. And she's 82. She got paired up with someone in their 40s, younger than me, her son, and she wins.
Well, there you go.
Dude, I didn't get those dancing genes. I just think that's super cool. Way to go, Mom. Anyway, her book, if you want to learn more about her, From Israel to America, A Life of Many Colors. A Life of Many Colors. All right, so anyway, I got to get into the stuff that doesn't make me happy. This is about the HPV vaccine. And it's an interesting story here. Parents, you know, when the vaccine is mandated, it's got about a 21% support level among parents, right? So if they mandate the HPV shot and their kid's going back to school now and they're going to try to catch up if they're in California or other places, and if they mandate the HPV, there's a lot of resistance. But weirdly enough, if there's an opt-out provision for the human papillomavirus vaccine, which, by the way, is not a cancer vaccine, we'll get into that, but if there's an opt-out provision, then the sort of support for it goes up to 57%. What does that tell you? It tells you that people don't like to be told what to do. And if you give them an option, they're more likely to say, oh, all right, if I have an option not to do it, then okay, I'll do it. And this is kind of the reverse psychology that you think stops working once you become an adult. But apparently the vaccine promoters haven't figured this thing out, because all they think to do is force it down everything that they can. And, of course, the resistance is growing, as well it should be. Now, it's sad to me to think that if they stop pushing it so hard, then more people would go, okay, I'll comply. But I would, you know, I guess I
it's
see
interesting,
that.
Interesting, isn't it?
It is. It's
interesting. Dichotomy. It's human nature. I mean, yeah. I would draw a parallel, maybe accurate or not, but the situation with Obamacare.
Yeah.
You have to do this, otherwise we will penalize you. And Obamacare is collapsing because people were, I think, forced
into it
to do it.
Well,
and
it's
so they're just like giving them the middle finger.
Desperate last act when they realize they're losing. Let's just force it even harder. And it's the whole concept of squeezing Jell-O. It's just going to squeeze right out of your hands. Now, we've got some audio clips about this HPV vaccine. Who is this? Like Charles Krauthammer? Who's responding here?
I don't know. Some
PBS thing?
Some reporter on ABC News, yeah.
All right, well, let's give a listen on the speculation of what people would do if there were no side effects.
Miracle supplements, electronic gadgets, futuristic manipulations of the human genetic code. People, it seems, will do anything to fight cancer, no matter how odd it sounds. So if they heard there was a proven way to prevent certain cancers and there were really few side effects from it, most of us would probably do it.
All right, so that's a setup. It's like telling you, well, I'm gonna reveal something for you, right? But the parents are not buying it, at least as of yet.
But many parents in a nationwide study on the HPV vaccine seem to choose otherwise. Research shows that many parents do not support this important vaccination to the frustration of experts.
The experts. Look out when they say the experts are frustrated. Damn it, I'm happy when they're frustrated. It means people are thinking clearly. I mean, the thing is, there's so many arguments against the HPV vaccine. Parents only have a few of them, but whatever it takes, man, stand strong. Stand strong. Here are a couple of them that they're going to try and poo-poo.
60% of parents said they thought the HPV vaccine was ineffective, and one-third believe that the major push for the vaccine is to give big bucks to the pharmaceutical industry.
See, parents are not so stupid. In fact, they're very smart. They picked up on that. Not only does the vaccine not work, there's no evidence of its efficacy. What is it designed to do? Supposedly prevent HPV infection, a few strains out of the 100-plus that are out there, but they're selling it as if it's a cure or, let's say, a prevention for cancer, which there's no evidence that it is that. In fact, it can't be marketed as such without violating some level of the FTC rules, but yet it's being done all of the time by the very Centers for Disease Creation that's promoting it heavier than any other organization on planet Earth. But, of course, never worry about the parents when you have doctors there to be the cheerleaders for the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Since the vaccine was approved in 2006, doctors in leading pediatric, women's health, and family medicine organizations have praised the safety and effectiveness of this vaccine, which prevents infection with the human papillomavirus.
There's a key there at the end, Superdine. I don't know if you heard it, because he talked about the issue of the infection with the human papillomavirus. This is very important.
Papillomavirus.
Well, the human papillomavirus, anyway, HPV. but that it's about infection with HPV.
Right.
No mention of cancer in that statement, so it's somewhat accurate. But the doctors are the cheerleaders. They're praising it. It's safe. It's effective. The doctors are dunderheads in this regard. The parents are the intelligent ones. But then again, we have the biggest cheerleaders on the planet. They're at the CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, on Clifton Road in Atlanta, Georgia. Give a listen to what they say, because it's a bald-faced lie. Or is it a bold-faced lie?
In fact, the CDC recommends that all children, that's boys and girls, get this vaccine to prevent really serious cancers.
Ooh.
While this shot may not be flashy and your kids may not want it, experts insist that it is an important part of preventing cancer.
Wow. This guy just reported.
It may not be flashy. How many vaccines out there are flashy?
I don't know the flashy vaccine. I haven't come across that one just yet.
I thought that was an interesting way to describe, well, it may not be flashy. What, yeah. You mean like it doesn't come in a Happy Meal or something? Or, you know,
maybe.
There's no bells and whistles?
No, I mean, the thing is, the CDC admits it, promotes it as a way to prevent cancer. Experts say it's a way to prevent cancer. Yet none of the peer-reviewed literature is evidencing that it prevents cancer. I think that's a problem. And if we were out there promoting a dietary supplement and selling it as a prevention or something that had no evidence behind it, do you think that the FDA and the FTC would be all over it and saying, you can't do that? But it's a vaccine, and it's the CDC promoting it, and they cannot be questioned despite the whistleblower. The researcher, William Thompson, saying that, you know what, we fudged the data, we covered up the data, we hid the data that linked the MMR vaccine to autism. But pay no mind to that, except for the doctors with integrity who find that out and say, you know what? I can't trust anything coming out of the medical literature on vaccines, much less the promoting agencies like CDC. And then we go to another story here. Where's this one? I couldn't open it up, but I got the text here from it. Medscape? Was it from Medscape?
Yeah, this is from Medscape, which was kind of surprising. I was rather encouraged to see this.
Counteracts the doctors claiming it's safe, much less effective, but certainly that it's safe. And they're talking about rare chronic symptoms among young females seen after vaccines for HPV, Gardasil and Cervarix. This time it's coming out of Italy. It just was released August 9th in Immunologic Research. And they're reporting all kinds of adverse events, chronic symptoms specifically, of HPV vaccine. And this, let me see if I can get down to what they're calling it now. Yes, they're calling it Asia syndrome. And this is not because in Japan they've withdrawn the mandates and said, you know what, we've got to reinvestigate this because a lot of the girls here in Japan are having problems after the HPV shot. But Asia syndrome stands for autoimmune/inflammatory syndrome induced by adjuvants. Autoimmune/inflammatory syndrome induced by adjuvants. So you're not even reacting to the antigens, which are supposed to stimulate antibodies to HPV, but you're stimulating the immune system into hyperfunctioning in response to the adjuvants, like we've talked about, aluminum, before it was mercury. What other things can be used as adjuvants? MF59, squalene. And this is where we're seeing Guillain-Barré, neurological degradation, chronic inflammatory conditions, pelvic inflammatory disease, and even infertility, ovarian failure. Right? And so this is a response to the adjuvant rather than the antigen. This is happening in more and more young girls and boys. And this latest paper, again, came out of Italy. They're saying there's neuropathy with autonomic dysfunction after HPV vaccine. Again, that's where I bring up Guillain-Barré. They're talking about long-lasting and invalidating somatoform symptoms, including asthenia, headache, cognitive dysfunction, myalgia, sinus tachycardia, and skin rashes. But pay no mind to the experts when they point out the bad things about the shot. You must ignore that because the experts at the CDC say it's good for everybody and it prevents cancer, despite the fact that there is no evidence that it prevents cancer. And you'll find out 20 to 30 years from now when there's an increase of cancer, cervical, ovarian, you name it. Folks, check it out. Links are up in the show notes. RobertScatbell.com. Captain Morgan's putting it up. Jeffrey Jackson joining us next with another dangerous organization, the World Health Organization. They're coming after you. Why?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Listen to what Dave Ryan says about Andro 400.
Andro 400, I really love it. It's amazing to me that I feel so good. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. Energy to walk. Energy to play sports. Everything is starting to work again, just like I'm 25. My wife is happy. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man. I'm taking this stuff to the grave with me.
Men, have you lost energy and gained belly fat? Are you feeling stressed out? Fight back with Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to increase your testosterone. For over a decade, Andro 400 has helped men lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
If you ever missed the show, just head on over to robertscottbell.com. Links will be up to the archives as well and all the articles that we refer to during the show so you can research for yourself. That's what we want. An informed citizenry, if we can call it that. Independent journalists, intrepid reporters, researchers, and writers. That's all condensed into our next guest, our first guest of the day, Jeffrey Jackson, is back on the show. And man, oh man, you know, I was taking on the CDC last segment. You're going to ramp it up globally and take on the WHO.
Yeah, hey, why not? They're all part of the same rotten hornet's nest.
Yeah, well, what you found here, and the headline reads at jeffreyjackson.com, we have it linked up, WHO manual, that's WHO for World Health Organization, WHO manual directing authorities on how to respond to vaccine deniers in public. Now, how do you come across this thing?
Well, I came across this the same way I came across one of the big stories that broke me as a journalist with Richard Pan and his lobbyist in Sacramento. I came across this story about the World Health Organization mothers on Facebook sent it to me. And I have to give my hats off to the mothers. You know, none of us are, even though sometimes we feel alone, none of us are working alone on this, and we're all kind of working on this together. So a mother sent this to me on a private message, and I sat down and read it, and I was, instead of sitting there being angry, I started to write about it, and it made it a little easier because it did make me kind of angry. And
mm-hmm.
So the manual is called The Best Practice Guidance, How to Respond to Vocal Vaccine Deniers in Public, first edition by the World Health Organization Europe. And what this goes into is, right off the bat, page one, it starts out, and it doesn't talk about science, it doesn't talk about studies, it talks about psychological warfare, it talks about psyops, how to look, how to present yourself, how to engage, how to message, how to stay on message. And the manual goes on, and it goes further away from, really in my mind, further away from reality, and it just talks about the psychological, winning the mind through psychological responses and kind of NLP speaking technique is very creepy. To me, it read like a manual, a military manual on how to speak to a conquered force. And that's what alarmed me about it.
Yeah, the idea here is, folks, that you are the enemy of, well, the vaccine state. I did a little Periscope this morning on the mountain bike trail and talked about Preview Jeffrey, you coming on, and I said the WHO has declared us enemy combatants, almost, right? It's close to that type of language, where we really we're just not accepting what's self-evident to them, that vaccines are the only thing that are keeping us all alive. And we're questioning it, and they even list three layers of people that they will try to convince and what the probability of convincing them to change their views are. And in the center stage, where a lot of us are, if what they call us vocal, in parentheses, vaccine deniers. And that's wrong to begin with. Vocal, yes, we're right. We're vocal about it. But what are we denying? Nothing. We're actually acknowledging the problems with vaccines. And what they are denying on the WHO and CDC side are injuries. They're vaccine injury denialists. What do? Do we strategize on how to convince other folks? No. We're trying to wake up those who are ready to hear or have already seen the tragedy of their own children being harmed by these things. And that's going to be something they can't combat because these moms have become the immune system of the new media.
Yeah, you know, you hit the nail right on the head. Reading this document, they don't use the words enemy combatants, but the tone is throughout, in every sentence, is enemy combatants in this. And, you know, it's interesting. Not once did they mention what created a vocal vaccine denier. What would create someone to do this? Why would someone be like this? They don't talk about, well, perhaps it was a parent of a child who sat and watched them regress or sat and watched the injury. Or perhaps someone that had an HPV vaccine at 13 or 14 and they are vocal vaccine denier because it happened to them and they can talk. And they can explain exactly what happened to them. And, you know, it's interesting. There's three levels, like you said, and they have nice charts and graphs in here. And the first level is hesitant individual. And then we go to a deeper level, which is vaccine refuser. And then, of course, in red is the vocal vaccine denier. And it urges the authorities not to engage the vocal vaccine denier.
Yeah, because they've already lost. They know. Listen, we're going to take a break. Jeffrey Jackson is on board today. Great reporting here. Go check out his article on this subject. We've got it linked up in the show notes momentarily at robertscottbell.com. And we'll continue to dive deeper into this enemy combatant context with vaccines from the WHO.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-Seed Oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-Seed Oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
And corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Jeffrey Action Jackson is with us, intrepid reporter from the field. He's doing great work, and thanks to the moms out there, the immune system of the new media, I call them, they're putting the alert out when things like this happen from the WHO on down, the World Health Organization, targeting all of you, all of us, for what? Elimination? Convincing? Re-education? What are they? Are they going to send us to camps until we believe that vaccines are a manna from heaven via syringes? This is the question. Jeffrey Jackson, I don't know if you got the answer for it, but definitely reporting on it is so very important.
Yeah, so the WHO document, the World Health Organization document, reads also like a kind of manual on how to create a creepy, slick politician. Instead of how to create an informed leader that would make some great choices and turn this medical dark ages around. You know, looking at the chapters of this thing, the chapters are not, here's the science behind, not the science, but here's a bunch of literature talking about some of the reactions and some of the the adjuvants in the vaccines and why people might, some studies of why people might not like vaccines or might be denialists. The chapters are such, here's one, it says, do's and don'ts of nonverbal communication, do's and don'ts of verbal communication. And under these chapters, it talks about preparing messages, keeping the message simple. Here's a line that says, don't repeat anti-vaccine arguments in public. Emphasize high safety instead of low risk. Frame your argument. Very, very, and in every chapter, the word psychological research shows, and then they talk about the messaging. So this is all based on, it's a PSYOP. It's a military PSYOP. And it's, you know, in our current environment right now with what's going on in this world, the vaccines and the global push, this is, in my opinion, this is a soft act of warfare upon the public, upon the citizens of the world. Now, they talk about science denialists. And, you know, the other thing I saw in this manual is it's almost like they're listening to your show. They write this manual because they have a chart in there. It says the five characteristics of science denialism. And who is this chart quoted by? Hufnagel. So we have Hufnagel, and the cat's not there. But
cat needs to respond, Super Don. You got to bring the cat out of retirement on this one.
Hufnagel, yeah, he's been on a sabbatical.
Yeah, the memes are plenty on this one. So the vaccine deniers are also synonymous, according to the World Health Organization, with conspiracy theorists and science denialists. And the techniques that they try to break down us vaccine deniers, there's five techniques, and they are, we quote conspiracies, we have fake experts, we use selectivity to selectively quote articles and medical reports, but they don't talk about the pharmaceutical influence and how a lot of these reports, we're quoting the ones that are independent. And then they talk about misrepresentation and false logic. So they're trying to break us down into subsections. The other thing that came to mind when I read this was the propaganda for marijuana back in the 50s and 60s with Reefer Madness and those type of things. It was almost that ridiculous. And, you know,
that came from the experts and the authorities. The whole propaganda and conspiracy theorizing, making this cannabis plant into something that it wasn't. And, of course, we now find that out, 50, 60, 70 years later. And we're going to find out the same thing going down the road. Many of our listeners, the people that read you, have already figured this thing out. Yes, some are on the fence. I recognize that. They're checking it out, putting their toe in the water. But to say even the term conspiracy theorist, they are victims of CIA subterfuge. Because that's where that terminology came about, to see how do we control the opposition. We paint them into a corner, we put a cap on them, a hat on them, hang a flag behind them, so it says kick me, and people just will kick them. And it's not working for the moms of children who have been vaccine injured. It's not working for the dads either as much anymore. And that's what they've got to combat now, and I think that's where they said to that center point of their bullseye, the vocal vaccine denier, as they call us, if they can't, the question is, if they can't convert us, what do? That's where it becomes an act of war against the people. This is why the CDC has to be really targeted for elimination, if not downsizing to the point where they can harm no one. Certainly the WHO, we can pull their funding because they're part of the United Nations, which has no allegiance to these United States, but plays a game of globalist corporatist control. And in case you haven't figured out, their promotion of vaccines plays right into that, the sales arm, the marketing arm, just like CDC, of the pharmaceutical and vaccine industrial complex. We can follow the money, and they'll call it a conspiracy theory.
You got it. You absolutely got it. And, you know, it's not going to work this time like it did in the 60s with marijuana, because we have the Internet. And, you know, as much as they want to continue to censor us, people are still hearing my voice right now. People are hearing your voice, hearing our reporting, reading our reports. And this is multiplied by thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people on Facebook and Twitter sharing messages, periscoping. They can't shut this down. And, you know, the World Health Organization is already one step behind, because they still have not responded to Dr. Hsing-Han Lee's open letter to the Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, of HPV vaccination fraud and concealing emails. This was a report that I broke on your show. Dr. Lee, with the Freedom of Information Act, uncovered emails by the World Health Organization that were deliberately concealing severe adverse reactions for the HPV vaccine in Japan when the hearings were going on, so they could keep that vaccine going in Japan. So they didn't pull it, but we know what eventually happened. They did pull it, and they took it off the market. And so the World Health Organization has been caught red-handed many times, but this is the one recently with vaccines. So to trust anything that comes out of their mouth about vaccines at this point, these are known liars. Why would anybody listen to them?
Well, and we open today with the HPV controversy because the only, let's say, legitimate claim that they might be able to make on the HPV shots, Gardasil and Cervarix, that it's designed to prevent certain HPV infections. That is factual. Whether it is efficacious, that's arguable, but that claim can be substantiated. But in the next breath, the CDC and other organizations and experts, as they are called, will claim that it is a prevention for cancer, and there is no validity whatsoever in the peer-reviewed literature for that at all. It is not a cancer vaccine. We've been on the air with, I forgot the guy's name, who's been around since the time he worked with the guy who developed the pap smears, in fact, going back and saying this is not a cancer vaccine. They're absolutely lying to everybody about this. But the FCC, FTC, FDA doing nothing about those claims, not reining in the CDC and its claims on that. So the question is, who is actually lying? Who is actually in denial? That's right. Who? WHO.
Well, the document ends up, it wraps up with a little bit of fear. A little bit of fear for the authorities. And it's chapter 6, last chapter, how to protect yourself. And it starts out and it says, your personal safety and security may be compromised by your pro-vaccine viewpoint. And then it goes on to talk about how in rare cases there may be issues, there may be violence. So
yes,
when I read between the lines on that, I think of provocateurs. I think of perhaps if we do get a leg up, they might, the when I say they, whoever may start doing some violent acts and blame it on the vaccine group, the vaccine denier group.
Mm-hmm.
So we always have to stay calm in the message because we have the moral high ground and we have the truth on our side.
Round up the vaccine denialists. That's it. Have you heard this before? Interesting that they use the term denialism because this was a term first describing those who denied the Holocaust deniers, which was repulsive to most. And they said, that's what we're going to smear people who question vaccines with. We'll say that Holocaust denialism, we'll smear them with that, we'll call it vaccine denialism. It's repulsive. Because nobody who questions vaccine is denying anything. If anything, they're acknowledging what the authorities are denying, that there's vaccine injury, that there's vaccine danger, that these vaccines don't necessarily work, that there are vaccine failures. And, of course, for them to start targeting you and saying you're a denier, how long until they put, you know, Jewish Stars of David on you, right? Or on your website to kind of pre-clear you or pre-suppress you from the freedom of speech. You don't deserve freedom of speech because you're a denier of, yeah, they enter the word science, which is really religion. It's their religion. It's not your religion, not my religion. As much as I love science, that's not what they're conducting. They're conducting an economic imperative to dominate the world globally with a product that has no liability in many countries, including the United States, should it harm or kill you. And it's got mandates promoting the market for that would not exist without those mandates and without that liability elimination. So they're so far from reality here that the more that they trumpet this concept of vaccine denialism, the more I believe it's going to backfire in them. But in the meantime, as you say, Jeffrey, how do you respond calmly when the threat from them is the violent threat? Vaccine violence is real. Every time they penetrate the skin of an infant, a helpless little infant, it's a violent act against that child, which is why you are justified in defending that child, as we talked to Michael Badnarik last week. And that's a frightening thing for them when we get so strong as to say, you know what, if you visit violence upon us, we're prepared to defend ourselves. And that's got them frightened, Jeffrey. They're frightened to death.
And it should be. And you know what? To all the parents out there, it may look hopeless. It may going against the World Health Organization, the CDC. I like to quote Howard Zinn. He's an activist and a writer he's very active during the Vietnam War, and he said, we don't have to engage in grand heroic acts to participate in the process of change. Small acts, when multiplied by millions of people, can transform the world. So I say to sort of parents out there listening, or anybody who's in this fight, keep doing small acts, whether that's just taking care of your own health, or, you know, staying longer, or writing a blog, or sharing stuff on Facebook. Keep doing this, because that's why the vaccine pushers are racing for the finish line, because they can't control the narrative anymore. They've lost the moral high ground, and we have that. So the longer the timeline goes, the more message we're going to get out there, and it's going to. We have the hearts and minds. So I want to give that message of hope, because sometimes looking at this stuff, it can be overwhelming.
Hold up a mirror to them. I know they can't see themselves because they're vampires. They're vaccine vampires. But don't let them scare you. It's time for them to be on the run, and they've earned their position. Let them crawl up in the fetal position and cry to their mommy, because the violence they visited on your children, on you, it's time for it to stop, folks. Thank you, Jeffrey Jackson. Always appreciate your great reporting here on the Robert Scott Bell Show and beyond.
Always a pleasure. Thanks.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105.
for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Jeffrey Jackson for being on board today. Great article linked up in the show notes. You'll see it there, robertscottbell.com. Press play right there if you want. Tell your friends. They can listen to the show live on the air right there, as well as GCN and the syndicator that we have and are broadcasting out to the world from originally, and all the other places you can hear the show. And Super Don, making it sound so good. Justin's on the board if you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Updates, too, for the upcoming events. The biggie is the middle of October, the 14th, 15th, and 16th in Dallas, Texas, at the Gaylord Texan, the Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium. And Jeffrey Jackson says he's going to be there covering it, too. How cool is that?
Nice.
Yeah. So we'll get to see Action Jackson in action at the TTAC Ultimate Live Symposium. Also, this coming weekend, American Naturopathic Medical Association, and that is in Las Vegas, Nevada, 26th, 27th, 28th of August. And I'll be there for that. Keynoting Cancer Prevention Convention, September 11th in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Homeoprophylaxis, the evidence-based choice, that's happening October 7th, 8th, and 9th in St. Petersburg, Florida. And you all are welcome to that, moms included. It's not just for health professionals. And then the end of October, a big fundraiser event, October 28th, 29th, and 30th, called the Hearthlight event. And we're doing some education for cancer patients and caregivers. Ty Bollinger and I and many others will be there. And also the Harlem Legends Friday evening at that event I'll be playing. I'm just working hard to get into shape for that, Super Don. Georgia Brown. That's right. Feel it, feel it, feel it. Now, and it'll be silly. I'll be totally silly on the basketball court. So don't expect a lot, just funniness. I'll be the globetrotting silly guy. All right, let's see. You'll see me there. Right now we've got to go to our listeners because they're important to us.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
This one's a great question, Super Don. I don't even know who asked it, but someone from Tucson, Arizona. Do you see who asked this question?
That would be Janet.
Oh, Janet from Tucson. She says, this is all right. Spotlight on Super Don now. Get the magnifying glass. You better hope you cleaned up and you're combed up because she asked, why isn't there an About Super Don link on the website, robertscottbell.com? We, the listeners, have no idea who he is, what he looks like, even though we hear his voice almost daily. And that's a daily listener out of Tucson. So, Super Don, why do we not have an About Super Don link on the website? We have Producer's Corner. Is that not good enough?
Yeah. Well, it's probably because Super Don really isn't big on, like,
promoting himself. I mean, it's just not, it's not some, you know, it's a funny story too, because when we first started working together and for, you know, several years in the beginning of our relationship on the radio, I was just the guy behind the scenes. And that's honestly, that's kind of where my comfort zone is, right?
Yes.
It's changed over the last few years because you, like, you know, tied a rope around me and pulled me on the air. I enjoy it and I've had a good time, but I don't know. It's just, you know, I'm just me.
Janet, you know, if we do that, I'll never shut him up. I mean, there'll be no way. The Robert Scott Bell Show, God, it's the Super Don Show. I gotta look out for him.
Now, to be fair though, if you do a little homework, a little searching, I mean, there is a lot of material out on the internet. Mm-hmm. Of you and I together, especially on YouTube, actually, where there's some stuff there, you know, you know, and there's a few pictures here and there and stuff on the website, but I don't know. Do we need an About Super Don thing on the web? I suppose we could put something like that. It wouldn't be big, but, you know.
Well, I'm all for it. But as you said, you're not the one to seek out the spotlight, even though you've become a little bit more comfortable with it. I remember the first time you realized you had Super Don fans out there in the audience. It was like the weirdest thing, wasn't it?
It was the weirdest thing because I think when it happened was you went to an event. And somebody came up there and said, "Oh, where's Super Don? You know?" And I'm like, "I was still trying to get you. I was actually still trying to get used to even the name Super Don. That took me a long time."
You got to understand what Super Don did to get the Super moniker. And then, you know, occasionally it's semi-super when he does something that annoys me. But the he was so far above and beyond his job description. To support the show when we were at TRN and the launch of it and the growth of it, that's not even an appropriate moniker, just so you know. But we'll see what we can do to talk to Captain Morgan about expanding the producer's corner into an About Super Don scenario. Whether he likes it or not, I tied a rope around him occasionally, and he says I drag him out into the spotlight. I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, all right. Come on.
All right, folks, we got a whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up after the news break. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.